This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenback
tumble. Thought I'd wait a couple extra seconds. I wonder if that makes Matt, our engineer, just a little bit nervous because he knows exactly when I'm going to start. But today I waited a couple seconds later. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, and you'll be able to see it as soon as I finish getting it working. And that should happen... And that should happen tomorrow because I have an appointment with the telephone technician who's coming out here, and he's going to check every inch of the cable all the way from the central office all the way to the farmhouse and through the farmhouse. And, of course, he's going to have to provide ID and I numbers. So, anyway, that's today. And so converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Great Storm is here joining me.
Well, that's wonderful. And that's a long drive from Oklahoma.
Yeah, she makes it each week just to do the radio with me.
Well, not only that.
She moved here. She came out for a visit, and when she looked around... decided that Ryan, Oklahoma, was missing something that...
Rick, Ryan, Oklahoma is missing something. They're missing Grace Thorne.
Yes, that's true. That part is actually true also. Actually.
Yeah, I talked to the superintendent of schools there, and Ryan, I talked to the principal. And, you know, you would think that they'd be really excited about what we were doing on the radio. And that's true.
Well, that's one of the reasons why, one of them, probably why she relocated.
Yeah, I asked if any of the teachers who were involved in the Ryan, Oklahoma public schools had listened to our broadcast, you know, you and Grace Thorne and her class, her sixth grade class, with these brilliant questions that they had, and they were really educational. And so I asked if anyone in the school system, you know, was listening. Had listened. No, the principal didn't listen. The superintendent didn't listen. The parents didn't listen.
Actually, she and several other school teachers are putting a children's book together, somewhat like our Lake Letters, Kids Say the Darndest Things.
And they do.
This is going to be the question that you and I, Norm Shealy and others, have fielded from these kids that are not getting the kinds of responses or addressing the kinds of questions that they currently have in school systems. And it's going to not a reform, a secondary level of education going on that has been lost since the breakup of the family and having dinner together.
Very valid point, Rick. The breakup of the family has happened, and I remember back in the 1990s when we allowed television in our house. We had one of those antennas on the, you know, on the roof, and it was pointing toward the television stations in Lynchburg, Virginia. And the children would watch Sesame Street and things like that when they were very, very young. And as they got older, they had favorite programs. And we said they could watch a half an hour of television per day. And then it was, well wait a minute, it's a half hour per child per day. And then it was, wait a minute, actually the programs are an hour. And it's like, this is my favorite program. And it bled into dinner time. And I said, that's it. That's it. So I walked over to the antenna, the wall where the antenna was, and I pulled the cable that I installed as far as I could out of the hole in the wall. There's a cover plate. I took that out, pulled out the antenna as far as I could, got my diagonal cutters, and I cut it off flush with the wall, and it jumped back in the wall where I cut it. And our daughter said, "Oh, Daddy, that's going to be hard to fix."
Yeah.
I said, yeah.
Well, you know how the CIA put it. Mind control, nah, we don't need mind control. We've got TV. That's a direct quote.
Mm-hmm. And so we cut.
There it is. Mindless, mindless, mindless. And now it's gone to a whole new level with texting and the idea of not becoming engaged with other people, but staring down into a black hole.
Well, you're right. And so what we did was we cut the antenna cable, the coaxial cable, and that was it for 7 years. And, you know, here's why I'm telling you this story. When you don't have television, it's really quiet in the house. It really is. Because if you call someone on the phone today, chances are if you call them just after dinner time, you will hear the television in the background. Like, probably in the high 90% probability of hearing a television in the background, because people just have it on and they say, well, they just want it for the noise. Really? You want it for the noise? It's worse than noise. It's programming you to do things. And what we found out was that while our children's friends had to have the latest, the greatest, the up-to-the-minute fashions, whatever that was, the Nike sneakers that were 3, 4, 5, 6 times more expensive than they needed to be, all those things that her friends and his friends, our children's friends, had to have, our children did not need to have. Our children didn't even know about them. So there's a benefit to not watching television. You're not programmed to buy things that are way overpriced and unnecessary. That's aside from just the standard mind control that you're getting from your television set. And the reduction in morals that you're being programmed to have, a reduction in morals. Rick, I watched something on YouTube that I think is worthy of discussing. It's called Genocide, Worse Than War. Have you seen that?
Yes, I did. I saw that yesterday. That just came out on the net. Leonardo and several others have been posting that around, trying to send it. It's unbelievable.
Well, what class? That's a homework assignment from me. If you'd like it, if you decide that you want to accept that homework assignment, it's between 1 and 2 hours. I don't know the exact number of minutes, but it will show you people who have been involved in genocide, and they'll talk about, you know, very candidly, well, you know, take a machete and just hack the bodies up and, you know, into smaller parts and just, you know, put them in a ditch. And there's footage of people standing in line waiting to be executed by rifle, semi-automatic and automatic rifle fire. And, you know, you learn about the Nazis and, you know, how people were just willing to go along with the genocide. And who's doing it? It's not you. It's not Rick. It's not me. It's these thugs that report for government paychecks. They are told what to do, and they get all excited about it, like the Nazis. You know, when you think about the Nazis in the Nuremberg trials, the answer was we're just following orders. You know, why'd you kill, you know, seven people?
You know, that movie you asked me, what would you recommend when you were looking for something to do last night? And I said Dark Planet, and it's actually Dark Space. And it's about some teenagers, young kids, that crash on a planet that has been isolated in the government. You can't get information about the planet, blah, blah, it's restricted or something.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on is a war on the planet going on between high-tech military and What's up? Oh, I had a feedback. Yeah, high-tech military and the indigenous on the planet. And they're aliens. And basically, it's just like here, only times 20 in terms of collateral damage. Yes, we found one woman who's hurt on a bad spaceship. We'll take her to incineration, blah, 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 blah. Just like it is today. And basically, the way we're defining our military today are those who are willing to fire on Americans.
Well, what we saw in this movie Genocide was people are just willing to execute other people, and there seemed to be some kind of a thrill involved with that.
That's about Rwanda and the idea of Africa and taking the children and teaching them how to kill like we do with cowboys and Indians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, Rick, you and I played cowboys and Indians, and no one died, and you know,
and
we haven't killed.
And it wasn't part of boys with their toys. And today, you know, the thing I'm talking about that I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing wrong in terms of being a target like that is that I have made a discovery about structured water. I have made a breakthrough in terms of what's really going on. And the possibilities of it are like that of nuclear energy, except the first application, instead of making fullerenes or going after isotopes and radioactive particulate in the soil where it will isolate it, they're using it as a weapon for supercavitation. It is the broad spectrum of possibilities when we make a breakthrough in technology. And the first element that's used on it is for weapons. And it's probably, I don't know that I'm being attacked because of that, but the fact is, the concept of structured water is now being used as a weapon as opposed to the possibilities of health and eliminating sickness and illness. It's a whole other level of awareness.
Well, Rick, you've heard that there was a carburetor back in the 1930s that would enable an automotive engine, gasoline engine, to achieve 100 miles per gallon. It was purchased and it was taken off the market, so we couldn't have it. You know, we've learned over time that the corporate interests use their money and use deceptive practices and use threats to get people to do what the corporate interests want them to do. All about money. Rick, when we come back, I'd like to mention something about a special kind of defect that a person must have to have in order to do things that they do. Let's talk about that when we come back. I'm talking about government employees. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, we really have an outstanding quality assurance team here at USA Prepares. One of our instructors, Kyle, just called from Montana. And he said, hey, he had an echo from Ricky. And Matt picked up, Matt is engineering, he picked up the echo. And I think we fixed it. But anyway, so there we have a great quality control team making sure that our signal is as good as it can be.
So, Rick, you guys. I thought I was getting feedback.
Well, Rick, here's something that I want to mention. I think it takes a special kind of defect, birth defect, for an individual to do the things that we're talking about. We're talking about genocide, you know, the killing of other humans. And, you know, the wanton, the killing of humans, the people who get excited about killing other people, hacking them. You know, in this video that we're talking about, genocide, worse than war, there was a man who was saying that, yeah, people were pleading, please don't kill my only child. And it's like, well, there's some delight in hatcheting that, you know, that only child. And it's absolutely sick. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, that's you know, one of the ultimate things that we could do to be, if we were defective. But one of the things that we could do on our way to becoming ultimately defective is we could sign up to be a government employee and say, yeah, I'll tell you what, if we're going to bash somebody's door down, instead of calling them and saying we'd like to talk to you, instead of going to their doorbell and, you know, and ringing their doorbell, let's just bash the door down. But the best time to do it is when they're sleeping, you know, when we can give them a heart attack, when they're, you know, in bed, They've got the pajamas on, and they're really at a disadvantage. So we'll bring a whole bunch of guys, and we'll wear body armor, and we'll tase them, and we'll throw some flashbang grenades in their home. It really has got to take a special kind of defective person, physically, mentally defective, to want to engage in these practices.
Well, they have a training game, called war. And then we can look for the aberrant people and allow them to, when they leave the military, they've still got a job available. And they screen specific people. And remember Peter's principle. Always about Peter's principle. The one time I went to jail, I actually got to see a warden, a woman, jailer, that had risen in the ranks to the point of abusiveness. And that's why she was there. She liked to abuse men. And so she arose within the jail system to the place where she was in control and could do what she wanted. And this is the way our society is going.
And I think that, the only silver lining that I can see in this whole mess is when the country falls apart, it'll be our turn. It'll be our turn to deal with these people one on, we'll have many on one, where they have many.
And they call those war crimes. Hmm? That was what Nuremberg was about.
Right.
It's not really real. It's for the public. It's like a show, another show, like guess what's behind door number two, that kind of show, and entertainment. I think that all of us have to be mindful with the thoughts we choose to entertain, whether they came from us, they came from our childhood and neuroses, or they came from something else. All of us know what the right thing to do is. And even though it's in conflict with someone else's right thing to do, that part of it is God's will. What your or my individual responsibility is to identify why we are here and what our purpose is and not make judgment on others. That is the key to where we are currently enjoying things, where we have the difference between natural and civil law.
Rick, if a wasp flies into the house, Mrs. Finelli will open the window or open the door and encourage that wasp to leave rather than kill it. And, I really mean it. I think it takes a special kind of defective person to want to kill living things recklessly, needlessly. I mean, what gives us the right to think that we can just go kill people, harm people, beat them up, put them in a jail cell, deprive them of food, water, light? What gives us the right to do that? We've lost our way.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick Miller's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Rick, I was looking at the news and during the break, and there's a post on Infowars.com, and it says that a man stands up for constitutional police demand to enter his home without a warrant, and it's a short 2-minute 46-second video. And so these cops, and it doesn't say where it is, doesn't say exactly, I didn't have the audio on during the during the break to listen to it. But I don't know where it was. But this guy just wouldn't let the cops in. You know, he has he used his Fourth Amendment right to prevent him from search and seizure without a warrant. So he just told the cops no. And I think it's great, and we all need to do that. So when the cops knock on your door and say, hey, mind if I come in? Actually, you may not come in. No, you may not come in unless you have a warrant. And I mean, why would we let a cop come in to our homes? And these are the same kind of defective people. And both of these, why does it take two cops? Well, these two cops show up, and both of them, you can see in the video, they both have their yellow tasers. They have them right on their gun belt. They've got their tasers ready to launch those darts into people. And I know that they cause permanent bodily harm. And I think that, well, here's where I'm going with this. Rick, let's say we see a cop with his radar gun, you know, just blasting people as they drive by, just, you know, checking their speed with his radar gun, blasting microwave radiation at everybody that goes by. So we go up to this guy and we say, listen, we walk up to his window, and we knock on his window, and he pushes the button and his window goes down. And we say, listen, you know, you're blasting people with microwave rays and we want you to stop right now. And he looks and we go, I'm not kidding. We want you to stop right now. Stop blasting people with microwaves. And he looks at us and we go, I'll tell you what. If you don't stop right now, we're going to tase you. We're going to tase you. One, two, and we tase him. Okay? What do you think?
You know, what could be effective is to actually publish in the front page of the local paper how that microwave band, what it's doing to the physical body. I have some technical papers. You know, when you hold a telephone up to your head, the cell phone ones, you can get an infrared heat signature off the brain within 2 minutes. It affects everything. And it's affecting the entire body. Dr. Beal, B-E-A-L, out of Florida, has published a bunch of dosimetry papers on the toxicity of certain frequency bands to specific organs in your body.
Well, Rick, I know without even a measuring device, the telephone company that is trying to repair the lines gave me another router modem, and I had a non-wireless router modem previous to this. And I still have it. And so I thought, all right, let me program this thing and see if I can get it to, or configure it and see if I can get it to work. And automatically the wireless feature comes on. And so I went into the configuration screen and I shut the wireless feature off. And my headache started to go away. But I instantly had a headache when I first powered this thing up and I looked at, there's the wireless light. So I took my tri-field meter and I brought it, you know, onto the desk. The studio desk, and there it is. There's no question. You can measure the wireless transmissions from the modem router with a tri-field meter in the microwave range. Well, what I did was I went into the configuration screen and I said, okay, turn wireless off. I turned it off, and instantly the light goes out, and so does the transmission. You can't pick up the reading of the microwave transmission from the wireless router when it's in off mode. Now, this particular router has a feature where you can set the transmission power level, you know, 10%, 20%, up to 100%. So it's in increments of 10% all the way up from 10 to 100% full power level. And I tried I tried measuring how much more the electromagnetic radiation was in the microwave band at full power compared to 10%, and I didn't see any difference, but I did not measure it at great distances. I just measured it at, you know, a few inches away.
Well, here's the deal. Our actual exposure ratio has increased literally 10 times in the last 8 years. Now, that toxicity isn't probably noticeable, mm-hmm. except over long periods of time. And like in the movie Neighbors with John Belushi, where you're mm-hmm. living under power lines and the seepage in the ground is such that you're being exposed by, you know, natural sources, you know, like the earthing concept of your feet taking in electromagnetic radiation from the ground. The whole thing's creepy. And there's been no accountability on any of this for the actual literal toxicity of things, any more than what they're now discovering on aspartame. Aspartame is something that everybody uses. And my parents, you know, swore by it in their Diet Coke, you know. Sure. It's crazy. And now we're seeing the collateral damage of all of that. And the microwave towers, count them, just in your own area, how many new ones are up in the last 8 years?
Well, I can tell you that when we bought our farm, we drove all around. And we looked for power substations, electrical utility power substations. We did not want to be near any of those. We did not want to be near any nuclear reactors. We did not want to be near any chemical waste and air polluting kinds of plants, factories, if you will. And we didn't want to be near any cell towers. And so we bought the farm, and wouldn't you know it, some jerk who has a hilltop decided he would lease his land to a cell phone company. And, you know, they get paid about, or they used to get paid about $900 a month to lease land so that a cell phone company can put a tower up on the property. And that's exactly why I moved away, one of the reasons why I moved from Virginia. We had a neighbor who had a property, and this jerk decided that he was going to let the cell phone company put a tower up right across the road from us. And it was maybe a half a mile away, but it was right across the road. And I can't believe he's so stupid. You know, he's a realtor, and he decided that, $900 a month, boy, that's great money.
Well, how you fix that is with a single stick of dynamite and call it, I don't know, what is that place when you do graffiti, you blow something up?
Well, I can tell you what, I went to the county commissioner.
Make sure your dynamite isn't traceable.
Well, I went to the county commissioner, Rick, and I said, hey, I want to see the permit for this cell tower. I want to see it. And he said, well, you know, I don't think we have one. And I said, well, I don't like this thing next to my, right across from me. I'm being blasted with these microwaves, and I don't like it. He said, well, you got a tractor, don't you, Vinny? I said, yeah. He goes, well, pull it down.
Well, that's, you know, what is that, graffiti and working at home on a home-by-home basis.
I want to make sure everyone understands that we are not recommending dynamiting cell towers. But I'll tell you what.
Obedience works.
Well, what would work is if we just stop paying our cell phone bills, you know. I mean, that would be a good start. Rick, we've got Susan.
Cell phones are possibly one of the worst things to happen for humanity.
Yes.
And of course, look at the companies with AT&T and Charter and Verizon and how they are still slamming everybody.
Yeah.
Is that the right word? Slamming? Yeah. I believe it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Slamming everybody.
Yep. Rick, we've got Susan.
I don't have anything to do with any of them. The only thing I do now is a track phone, and I use it so infrequently it's for emergencies only.
There you go. Rick, we've got Susan from Arkansas. Susan, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Susan, you there?
Hello. Whoops.
Hey, Susan.
Can you hear me okay?
We can now.
We do now. Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yep, we've got you.
Huh.
We got... Hey, Susan?
Okay, she's not hearing us. That's it.
How about now?
She's not hearing us, Vincent.
Susan, are you there? Okay, we lost Susan. But anyway, Susan, if you'd like, please call back. So, Rick, when you talk about when you talk about these cell phone dangers, we are committing slow suicide, at least in my opinion, by using these cell phones. We're putting these transmitters right against our brain, probably the most dangerous place to put microwave radiation, right against the weakest part of the skull.
Yeah,
the antennas
are in your pocket next to your gonads.
Well, yeah, but that would affect our
toxic persons, yes.
That would affect our children, but I'm talking about affecting us. If we've got the microwave transmitter right against our brain, and we're causing brain tumors, and we're causing us to become more forgetful, and we're causing us to become more hostile and more anxious. You know, you look at these cops, and I keep talking about these guys. They're out of control. These are belligerent. Too many of them are belligerent bullies. Well, I think that if you're in a vehicle, a cage with glass and steel all around you, and you've got computers and you've got radar guns, and you're talking on your cell phone while you're driving around, and you've got the license plate scanners on, running, and you've got all this high frequency computerized equipment and microwave equipment, and you're in this cage, there's no way that you cannot be affected by these microwaves and not come out of there more hostile. There's no way.
Well, and in fact, that's what's going to happen, is that we will start to notice law enforcement and other people that use high-end equipment like this start having more sickness and disease.
Yeah, yeah.
So there
okay.
is, be warned, that,
yep.
you know, participation in this place will have collateral damage.
Yeah, and ladies, if your guy does this, why don't you, if your guy is in the radar gun department, make him sleep on the couch until he puts that gun away. We'll be right back.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now, through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why should I got your
take my
when you go to
DC
for
2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Mill is with us. And Susan from Arkansas, you're on with Rick Miller.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you before, and I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. Like I told you, I found this this jello-like substance around a little plant that I have, and I gathered it all up, and by the time I gathered it all up, I had probably more than a half a cup, and it was distributed mm-hmm. all the way around this little plant, and I haven't found any anywhere else. It's just weird, and it made me think of... Richard, you were talking about the polymer.
Yes, I was. But my strong suggestion now is that might be a tobacco mosaic virus. You need to put a small amount of that or take the plant itself directly to a county extension agent immediately and have him determine what that is. Because if it's what I think it is, it could spread to other plants and you'll lose your plants. I don't think it's the polymer. And it wouldn't be just isolated with one plant and the rest not being affected. The polymer, if you want to verify the polymer, take some potatoes and boil them in open water and watch the froth form at the top of the pan. That froth will not, that is a plastic. You will see that it's a plastic, and that's in the water itself, and the boiling of the water will cause it to reach to the surface where it'll scum. That's different than what you're probably experiencing with your plant, and And my concern is, I've seen scum like that before, and it was, for me, it was a tobacco mosaic virus that I had to isolate. It's in the soil itself, and then it gets through, you know, throughout the plant, and then it starts to form all around. You want to actually have a county extension agent take a close look at that for you.
Okay. Actually, the plant is fairly isolated from the rest. And it's a wild plant. It's a dandelion. But,
well, you don't know what it is. It's a varmint of some kind, a virus, probably a mold. And what you want to do, the polymer that I'm suggesting is much, much smaller. It's 600 mics. It's very, very, very small. There is in the latest issue of Science Digest, the last issue of Science Digest has a little article there where they're developing these polymers to capture certain rare gases like argon and krypton. And if you follow the thread of the article from the original source, which is what I did, you'll discover that it was actually, they're studying 16 different varieties of that polymer. And one of them is for water. And that's the one I'm talking about, is the one for water. What they do is a certain blending of a molecule that has openings that are specific for catching, like a sieve, where it will capture a certain element or molecule like water and hold it in stasis. And it takes a very specific design, and that's what they're now doing, that level of nanotechnology. Real small here, not something that would gel up like you are. That's like two levels of the hologram up. That's more like an entity, and I'm guessing you've got yourself a real creepy mold of some kind, or a virus, you know, tobacco mosaic or something like that.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. I do know in the Middle East they use that polymer to retain water so they don't have to irrigate as much.
Yes, there's all kinds of applications. Isn't it interesting that the first application would be in geoengineering as a weapon, Star Wars weapon, as opposed to, you know, using it as a fullerene for isolating isotopes and heavy metals in the body? Interestingly, like nuclear energy, before it was ever used for health, it was a weapon.
Susan, did you want to hold through the break?
No, thank you. I've
got to
run.
All right. Thanks, Susan. Thanks so much for being with us. Dr. Richard Ellen Miller and I will be back. And Rick, there's an asteroid that's coming pretty close to Earth, about 25,000 miles away. We'll be right back.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326.
Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.